Blog Talk Radio.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Post-launch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Welcome, everyone, to this wonderful Monday. I'm glad you're all tuned in, and we're here for the entire hour. And I always draw a card of the day as a vibration. And in this case, since I do the program just once per week, what I want you to do is learn to rely on your own intuition. Sometimes we ignore what our gut's telling us. And we always do the right thing when we follow what our gut's telling us. Sometimes we feel uncomfortable in a situation. Sometimes we feel that we know we need to take care of some things. So paying attention to your own intuition, that little nudge that tells you it's actually okay to not do something sometimes. But this is where you tap into and start being more aware of what is your intuition telling you. So when you're in a conversation with someone, what are you feeling between the lines that they're not saying to you? And actually start focusing on what you don't have to say anything about it. You don't have to even prove it to yourself. But just listen to what your gut's telling you. Does your gut tell you that this person's telling you the truth? Or does the gut tell you that this person's not telling you the entire truth? Or does your gut tell you the person is just flat out lying to you? Whatever it is, start paying attention to what's going on with you internally as you're looking at your external life, all right? But it's focusing on the psychic gift, your own intuition. All right, I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 443 area code. Hello, 443. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. What's your question?
I'm looking to maybe relocate with my boyfriend to Virginia Beach from D.C., and I'm just wondering if you see that happening and, you know, just looking for a job and wanting to make sure I get, you know, a good one before I go.
Okay, so, and why is he moving to Virginia Beach?
Oh, no, I am. I'm thinking about relocating that way.
Oh, because your boyfriend already lives there? Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, October is a big power month for you. So no matter what happens, there is a big shift coming for you in October. So what it and it's interesting because this is you have three number 10 cards in your reading, which is rare because I only draw five cards when I do this little mini reading for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to back up to your boyfriend here for a second. Is he also an Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini?
No, he's a Virgo. My ex was a Gemini. Yeah.
Okay. Do you still have have you cleaned up all unfinished business with your ex?
It was kind of impossible to, so we've just gotten to a point where we just don't talk anymore, but he wasn't really like letting go and kind of bothering me, but I've been ignoring him, but he's never allowed us to resolve anything or talk, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let me ask you another question because it's kind of part of how I'm going to frame what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
By you moving closer to your boyfriend, does it give you more release from your ex?
No, I guess it's kind of a place I've always wanted to go, but also just want to kind of be closer to build, you know, what we have, you know?
Okay. And
yeah.
My last question is, here's how I want to say this. I don't mind that you moved to Virginia Beach. If Virginia Beach is a place that you'd like to live in because you actually think that it has more of this the environmental mojo you need to be more yourself, I'm totally in support of that. What I'm reluctant to agree with you on is the idea that this is about your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I want this to be about you, not about your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So if Virginia Beach is a place you want to live, whether there's a boyfriend there or not, then I'm in total support of it. But if you're moving there just for the sake of moving there, and by the way, if you do move there, I don't want you moving in with him.
Okay. No, we've been talking about it, so I don't know.
Well, but here's the reason I don't want you to move in with him. If you move in with him, then you have shortcutted the process. That the relationship won't go to something more serious than the two of you living together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you move there with a new job opportunity, so something to involve yourself that is interesting, engaging, and pays you what you deserve, and you get your own little studio apartment, I'm totally in support of that. But am I going to support the idea of you moving there and shacking up with your boyfriend? No.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. And the reason I asked you about this Aquarius, Gemini, or Libra is because there is unfinished business on how you view relationships because of Mr. Gemini.
Okay.
So I don't mind that you moved there, but there is a sweeping chain of events that are about to happen for your personal benefit, and it's saying that October is the big power month. So what do you do for work now?
Property management.
Okay. I actually think that if you were to go to a couple of BOMA meetings, Building Owners and Management Association meetings, in Virginia Beach, and say you're looking to relocate here and this is your background, I think you'll find a job very quickly. So what I would do is I would take a week off from work, or even 3 days off from work before the end of this month.
Okay.
See if there's a BOMA luncheon, Building Owners and Management Association, in Virginia Beach, and just crash the luncheon.
Okay.
I mean, make a reservation and stuff and show RSVP to be there. But say I'm thinking about moving to Virginia Beach and I'm looking for a property management job. You will be in an entire room of people that could probably help you find a job.
Okay.
Now, I know that there's a part of you that wants to switch careers too.
Yeah.
But the way I'm seeing it is that the way you're going to get there is that you'll get a job that pays you at least what you're making now or more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have time to look for something that you like better. Okay?
Okay.
Now, here's the other thing. Wait, I have one more
Go
thing
ahead.
To tell you. Here's the other thing I would recommend. Because of your property management experience, did you also get a real estate license?
Not yet, no. I just haven't really put roots anywhere to decide, you know, to get that.
Here's the thing, is that part of the reason I'm telling you to get a job in property management when you move,
mm-hmm.
if you decide to move, when you move, mm-hmm. is because then I want you to get your real estate license. Because from there, it opens up a huge amount of opportunity for you. Because
okay.
the thing is that I actually see that you start getting into a very, very prosperous 10 years.
Okay.
Again, I got this October thing, big change. Don't make it about the boyfriend to move. Make it about what's going to be best for you to move.
Yeah, and I had been doing that. I guess I just want to ask you, when you're saying that, I mean, do you feel like a negative or a parting of ways with me and him? Or I guess
no.
Just what you're saying.
What I'm seeing is that when you do this relationship this time, you do
yeah.
it with all the right foundation. You don't
okay.
just move in with him. You actually
okay.
move, because first of all, if you move in with him, it's going to be initially pressure for him. And then he's going to realize that you're not pushing him to marry him. So, cool. He can just basically live along and have you do his boxers.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's effortless for him. So that's not what I want you to do. I want you to get your own apartment. I don't care
mm-hmm.
if you're sleeping over at his place 3 nights a week. I don't care. But you need
mm-hmm.
to have your own space. And the reason I'm saying that is that you're going to build the foundation that he doesn't get to live with you unless he's married
okay.
to you. Because
okay.
I don't want you making
it.
The same mistake you made with Mr. Gemini.
Yes, you're right. That was a disaster.
Okay.
And I had to move out and all that stuff.
Right. So you and you, what you say to your boyfriend is say, look, I'm moving here because I actually like Virginia Beach. And I think that you and I have something special here. I'm getting my own place. I don't think that we should move in so quickly. I think that's rushing it. First of all, he's going to take a big breath of relief because you're not pushing the whole moving in together.
Okay.
And he'll help you move, which is even more
yes.
of a benefit. Okay?
Yeah, he
So he helps you move into your own place. I don't even care if he has a key to your place. But you don't share rent. You don't live together. And you have separate residences until there's at least a ring and a date.
Okay.
All right?
You're right.
Because what I'm getting is that I want you to actually take that wonderful mojo you have and create
mm-hmm.
a career for yourself that has nothing to do with depending on him financially.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right?
You're right.
Because as soon as you do that, what happens is he's going, wow, she really is responsible and she really is looking at bettering herself, which makes him respect you more, makes you respect you more, all right? But
okay.
that's what I'm getting is that there is a huge lucky turn of events for you as soon as you slightly shift your perspective to, you know what, I don't mind being in property management for a while. I don't even mind getting my real estate license. You may find that your career may go into real estate.
Okay.
And
do you feel like a time frame for, like, you know, kind of this whole move?
Well,
and
there's a big shift coming in October for you.
October.
So you
okay.
make a big decision in October about what you're going to do. And it may be that the BOMA luncheon or gathering that you go to is in October and not September. But
okay.
what I really want you to do is look for the Building Owners Management Association, BOMA, in Virginia
mm-hmm.
Beach, and then you call and make a reservation in RSVP, and you take the time off and you go.
Okay.
and then you are Miss Social Butterfly. Oh, I'm here visiting, and, you know, I'm thinking about moving to Virginia Beach, and this is my background, so have your resume updated. I'm looking for a new opportunity. I think you'll be hired in a nanosecond, because when people meet you, Anna, they like you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay. So work that mojo for yourself, and I got to go. But thanks for calling.
Okay.
See you later.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from, I wonder if this is George.
Yes.
George, is that you?
Yes.
Hey, what's your question for me today?
How am I going to be financially in the next couple of years?
Okay. Have you changed jobs yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Because every time you call, I harp on you about changing jobs.
Okay.
Every time you call, I tell you, you need to change jobs. Because what it's saying here is that there's a card of letting go of what you've done for a while to do something new. Then, oh, and this is the first time I've seen this card, George. There's a new woman coming into your life.
And when is that going to be?
After you change jobs.
Okay.
Okay. So my biggest message I have to tell you is that I don't like where you're working, and it's time for you to change jobs.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, my friend. Go do that.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Okay,
thank
you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 661 area code. Oh, let me get you on the air. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. What's your question?
Well, I've been off and on with a guy online, and I really like him, and he pushed me away in August, but he kept me as a friend on Skype, but he didn't say anything. And I wanted to know, why does he keep me as a friend if he doesn't want to be a friend?
Okay. Okay. My recommendation, because this guy is coming up reversed in your reading, my recommendation is for you to unfriend him.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that this guy, the reason he's keeping you as a friend is he's keeping you as an option. But you're not his first choice. And I have to tell you, do you want to be with any guy that doesn't treat you like you're his first choice?
I'm not his first choice.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that he is keeping you as a friend on Skype because he's keeping you as an option. There is somebody else he's interested in, so you're on the back burner in case that doesn't work out. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't want you to be his option. I don't want you to be
I've unfriended him, and he unfriends me.
Okay, then you need to do whatever you need to do to make sure he can't do that. And I don't know techie enough to be able to figure out how you do that. But what I'm getting is this guy is coming up as bad news in your cards. And you are an amazing woman, Amanda. Your card, you are coming up as a woman that has lots of options for the right kind of love relationship, but he's bad news.
So it was a good thing he pushed me away then.
Oh, yes. And actually, the thing is that, you know, sometimes the universe does us a big favor, and we don't like it when we initially recognize that. But what it's saying for you is I actually think you dodged a bullet with this one. Because according to what I'm getting in the cards about him is that let's say this relationship went to something more serious. This would be a man that would have affairs on you. This would be a man that is probably in a relationship right now that he is secretly hiding from all the women that he's chatting with online. And when you started to get a little bit too serious, that's when he pulled you, pushed you away.
Well, it took 2 years.
I know, but I'm just telling you, some people, you know, I want to tell you, it is, having sex with somebody is not necessarily the most deceiving thing. The most deceiving thing is giving, I mean, it's part of it, but the most deceiving thing is the time you're giving to somebody else that should be reserved for your own relationship.
So basically, he's in a relationship and he has all these online affairs because he thinks that's not cheating.
Exactly. You're brilliant. That's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. And it's interesting because then I'm going to something that I'm seeing with you that is so profoundly amazing for you. You have an incredibly creative side to you. As a matter of fact, you've got the card of the writer here. You could actually do a movie or an episode for LA Law based on this particular story that happened with you.
Yeah.
And and I'm saying that because I have to tell you, I am the least trusting of anything associated with online dating. And the reason I am is that you would not believe the number of phone calls I've gotten from people that have had online scams happen to them through the guise of dating.
Yeah.
You would not believe how many people I have counseled through that and helped them get law enforcement involved to persecute the scam artists. Okay? And I want to tell you that that the most clever way for a man to deceive a woman is to be on the online dating thing. I really find it incredibly... There was a time that I would have recommended it to people, but I don't recommend it anymore. There's too many ways that people can make up a false identity.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know who he was, so.
I want you to look at this as the fact you dodged a bullet. Now, do I see you meeting a nice man? Yes. But do I see you meeting a man through some sort of interaction you do in sort of a group setting? Yes. So it may be that you take up Toastmasters and decide to improve your public speaking skills, so you join the biggest Toastmaster group you can find, and you'll find that there are a lot of very nice men and women that are a part of that. And what's so nice about it is you find out so much about the person before you actually take a step forward and say, hey, would you like to have coffee? You know what I mean? And the most important thing you pick up is the fact that you get to meet him in person before you do anything.
Yeah, that's a good
okay?
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd love to see you get involved with is some sort of activity, like exercise activity that involves both men and women. So I don't know if that's tennis. I don't know if that's bowling. I don't know if it's indoor rock climbing. I don't know if it's bicycling or a hiking group. But something that involves physical activity that involves you with groups of people. Because that what it's saying is that the more you participate with groups of people, the quicker you find this man, because you put yourself in the path of it. So let's say you're somebody that's really into, or at least somewhat interested in politics. I would recommend that you join a political party, and the timing right now would be huge, because we've got this big election coming in a month and a half. You know, so if you were to get involved in the Democratic or Libertarian or Republican or the Green Party, it doesn't matter to me which one, not only will you meet a higher caliber of people because they're concerned about their community, you're likely to meet a man that's smarter than the average bear.
Okay.
So that's what I would recommend. But this one, I want you to do whatever you can to dump him out of your crosshairs. I don't even want him to be peripherally involved in your life.
Do you see him trying to creep back in?
You know, he's thinking that you're going to be an option, and I don't want you to be his option. I don't want you to be his backup date. Do you remember, okay. I mean, I don't know if you remember this in high school, but there were popular kids that they would have a plan A and a plan B for the prom. If plan A didn't say yes, there was always plan B. And I don't want you to be plan B. I want you to be somebody's plan A.
Okay.
All right, girl. Got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here. Well, okay. So I've got this person online that has blocked their number. Hi, who's this?
This is Deanna, and I'm just listening to you. I just love the advice to the Virginia Beach lady and to this lady.
Oh, Deanna, that's so sweet of you to say that. I want to tell you, you know, the thing is that I have found, and I'm not a young chick, but I have found that women make a big mistake when they make the reason for their life plans around a man.
I agree.
And that as soon as you decide that you're going to do it for yourself, it seems like not only do the right people come into your life as a result of that, but you just, at the end of the day, feel better about yourself.
I even liked the BOMA meeting. I thought that was brilliant.
Well, do you know who the Building Owner and Management Association is?
Yeah, I figured that out, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's so great because she's doing that already. And,
right.
She has something to show.
Exactly. So she goes up there and she goes, hey, I'm thinking about moving here. Wanted to get involved in the organization here to see if anyone's got any job openings because it would make it really easy for me if I had a job when I moved here.
And the option of, you know, getting a real estate license, which uses up part of her time and helps her advance. I think it was great.
Oh, you're so sweet to say that. And thank you for being so loyal to the program.
Well, you're good. And when you're good, I associate with what is good. Do you have any advice for me, anything that comes up without asking a question?
Well, that's a full reading thing. So if you have a question, I actually need to answer a question for you. So tell me your question.
Okay. What's October going to be like for me?
Okay, that's another full reading question. You're really good at this. I need a specific subject.
I'm just too general, you know, Mercury-like. Love.
Okay. There is a man here. He is incredibly dynamic and has a goofy sense of humor.
I like that.
Now, you will meet him not by sitting in your house and waiting for the UPS guy to deliver him to you. This will be a guy that you meet through some sort of group activity. All right? So like on the last caller where I suggested that she get involved in group activities, what it's saying is that this man will come right up to you and start talking to you. And that's what I like about him. Is he somebody that is... Yeah, well, he makes it very clear very quickly that he's interested in you. And that's what I like about him, is that he makes it very clear that he likes talking with you. There's a sparkle in his eye when he's looking at you. But you have to get yourself out of the little rut that you're in right now in order to meet him.
Definitely.
All right, my friend.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for checking in. You're so sweet.
Oh,
actually, you're my last caller, so I'm about to end the program. So I'll be back live next Monday, okay?
Bless you. Bye.
All right, sweetheart. See you later. Bye. All right, you guys. I have a bunch of you on hold just listening. So remember, you can queue up to ask me your question next Monday. I'll be live next Monday, and I'll look forward to talking with you all then.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.